This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
News with the Ford Ministry did not give specific reasons for the recall of their ambassador to the United States on Wednesday, but stressed that Moscow's relations with the United States are at a difficult state and accused Washington of bringing them to a dead end. Without any evidence, the U.S. intelligence community released a report saying Putin influenced the 2020 election. President Biden said Putin will pay a price and called Vladimir a killer on mainstream media. Severe weather ripped through Texas, Louisiana, and Alabama Wednesday, leaving tens of thousands of residents without power, and a major severe weather outbreak is expected to remain a risk over the next couple of days. The woman whose coughing attack on a San Francisco Uber driver went viral this week was charged Wednesday with multiple felonies for the crime. Arna Kimier, who refused to wear a mask while inside the vehicle, faces up to 16 years in prison and $3,000 in fines. We are USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
U.S. leadership in South Korea with North Korea on its mind. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin met with their South Korean counterparts on Thursday in the Biden administration's first foreign policy trip. Blinken said that conversations regarding North Korea centered around the denuclearization of the communist state.
We are committed to the denuclearization of North Korea, reducing the broader threat the DPRK poses to the United States and our allies, and improving the lives of all Koreans, including the people of North Korea, who continue to suffer widespread and systematic abuses.
Blinken also addressed the role that China was playing in the region and the destabilizing effect it was having.
We are clear-eyed about Beijing's consistent failure to uphold its commitments, and we spoke about how Beijing's aggressive and authoritarian behavior are challenging the stability, security, and prosperity of the Indo-Pacific region.
China has denounced what it called U.S. efforts to foment unrest in the region and interfere with its internal affairs. USA Radio News.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Seattle Mariners' Kyle Lewis, the American League Rookie of the Year, tells MLB.com on Wednesday how he adjusted during the pandemic-shortened season.
Well, you know, I got a lot of information. You know, last year got a lot of information in the limited games we were able to play, so those are things that I definitely am excited about. The opportunity to learn about and, you know, grow on. You know, there's so many things that, you know, I was able to recognize the way they were attacking me, you know, different mental things, different mindsets that I put myself in throughout the year. So those are all things I went into the offseason just trying to shore up those things.
Kyle gives some clues as how he will improve in 2021 with the full slate of games this year.
Man, you know what? I just asked a lot of questions. Lean on some of the veteran guys we have around here and keep a journal when I can, when necessary. And then, you know, just I know that's going to be a new challenge for me. You know, playing a full season, my first time playing a full 162. So that's going to be another challenge in itself, and I just try to embrace it head on, ask as many questions as possible, and, you know, keep a journal when, you know, when necessary. But I think overall it's just about being in the experience and letting it be what it's going to be, you know, because I think over time I'll continue to get more information, you know, be able to shore up everything and let it work itself out.
The boys of summer start the official 2021 Major League Baseball season on April 1st. NASCAR gets boogity this weekend in Atlanta, Georgia. Everything culminates Sunday with the Quick Trip 500, 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. Also great to have James Hurston back with us. Yes, the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing well. We're all trying to cope with the changes that, surround our world. But we've been told and warned that we would have tribulation, that we would have trials. And so the whole nation is going through that. And there's never been a better time to get our priorities right. And our priorities right means getting right with God.
Amen. Yeah, if there was ever a time where we needed to make sure our feet was settled on the rock, it is now, because what happens, James, and what we're seeing are the signs that are real clear, is that the sands are shifting. And if your feet are on the shifting sands, you're all over the place. And with that, there's a lot of confusion and chaos that's taking place, except for those who are planted on the solid word of God. And we're seeing this happen more and more. It's becoming quite obvious that this is what's happening in our culture. It's happening in the minds of people. And there's quite a disruption that's taking place because, you've got that sentiment that has been, conditioning the minds of too many people to think that, that they can see things according to their own eyes. And look how that's working out for them right now.
No, that's absolutely true. And I say the word true with an understanding that what that word means has been changed by what's called postmodern philosophy, beginning with Immanuel Kant. That the idea that, and you hear this all the time, I'd like to hear your truth.
Yes.
As if there's multiple truths. And that's been a program, if you will, which comes really from the evil one. It comes from the enemy to try to make us believe that there's no such thing as truth, as absolute truth. There's no authority for truth. Mm-hmm. And what that leads to is the kind of moral chaos that really, evil thrives in.
Yes.
And so, for example, moral truths, dealing with ethics and morals, do necessitate a certain amount of bad feelings. We call those bad feelings guilt.
Mm-hmm.
But in the society we live in now, there's an attempt to erase guilt. And thus, we don't hear anywhere in the modern world, in the media world with a capital W, an old world called sin.
Yes.
But sin is so terribly important, a word, and one of the, we've talked about often on your show is an explanation why people suffer. We talk about, I've mentioned it, G.K. Chesterton, the famous British apologist said that history is empirical proof of the fall of man. The fall of man is the doctrine of original sin, the idea that we were all born in a defective way, if you will.
Yes.
Another way to describe it is we're born spiritually dead, that our ancestors, as depicted in the scripture by Adam and Eve, basically died when they committed the first sin. There was a spiritual death. And so we are dead spiritually and separated from God. And because we know, because of the scripture, because those all over the world, billions, that love Christ and understand what it meant, what the incarnation meant, understand that there's the only way to become spiritually alive again is through the one way. And see, the world doesn't like this idea of exclusivity, but there is exclusivity there. And we hear in the scripture the word atonement, but another way, and actually the translation from the Greek, another way to describe that is at-one-ment.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's a way of getting connected with the creator of the universe, but the only way is through faith, and the only kind of faith is faith in the Son of God who died and rose again for all of us so that we could be spiritually alive.
Exactly.
But it all connects with this notion of what is truth that, interestingly enough, Pontius Pilate asked right before our blessed Lord was crucified. So it's very important that we come to a place where we realize the difference between truth and lies. And if there are multiple truths, then there are no lies.
Mm-hmm.
And then, for example, the people who are telling us things through media institutions and technological institutions can basically say whatever they want and expect people to believe it because they've accepted this postmodern doctrine of
right.
multiple truth.
Well, what happens, not only whether or not you believe it, it's that they're without culpability. There's no accountability for this doctrine that they're perpetrating, which is a humongous lie because it questions God's intent. It questions. It goes back to that question in the Garden of Eden. Did God really say? Okay, did God really say that he was going to send his only son to redeem his creation after Adam and Eve fell? Was there no solution whatsoever? And who else do you know of, James, that would have or that has died for us to reconcile us to God? And here we are on the verge of another Easter where Jesus took our sins upon himself as the perfect sacrifice that we would be redeemed and we would be rejoined with the Father. There's been none other. And here we are, Easter Sunday, around the corner, and this is the celebration for humanity and for God's creation, and an emphatic exclamation point on the fact that God did, in fact, not only say, but God, in fact, did.
Yes, no, and you said, who else would
yes.
come and die for us? And it's interesting because the scriptures ask that question, and it says, you know, yeah, you know, and it, we look at human beings, you know, for someone who's a good person, you know, well, first of all, if there's someone in your family, we would die for our family. Someone who's a good person, we would die for them. But God showed his love for us by sending his son to die while we were spiritually dead, while we were in sin.
Mm-hmm.
And as the end, to die, the words that are used, to die for the ungodly.
Yes.
So he died for people that are steeped in evil, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And this is in the ultimate greater love has no man, no one,
right.
than to die for his friends. But God chose to die for his enemies,
yeah.
for
Amen.
Those that were sinners, those that were ungodly.
Exactly.
Thank God Because that includes me.
Amen.
He died for me, you know.
Yeah, we got it. James, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there. More from James Hurston after this. Stay with us.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. James Hurston, best-selling author, media and legal analyst, continues with us. James, we're celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the death, the burial, and his resurrection. Never, never in the history of man has this ever happened, because never before, but only at a specific time when God himself said that there would be an appointed time for man. And this was our appointed time when Jesus came to bring us back home. And as you said, he did it for those, for the very same people that killed him, that crucified him. He spread his arms out and told the world, this is how much I love you.
And yeah, his actions demonstrated what we can't really understand divine love, because we can't understand God completely. Of course, we're finite and he's infinite, but his love is greater than anything words can convey. Anything music, you know, I'm a musician, you can't convey possibly the awesomeness of the love of God. So he had to demonstrate it to us in the most dramatic fashion, because it's obvious God loves drama. He loves a story. When he was incarnate, he told stories, he called them parables. But the ultimate story is the greatest story ever told. And the climax of the story is the holiday that we're going to celebrate, Easter.
Exactly.
Where greatness only comes through sacrifice. We know that in terms of our own lives, we have to sacrifice to accomplish things.
Mm-hmm.
But God showed sacrifice in the greatest way possible by suffering, dying, and then rising, overcoming death for all of us, and interceding for us as our holy priest. And of course this gospel that we're talking about is the ultimate enemy of the evil one, who all through human history has attacked, persecuted, attempted to destroy, the message, tried to demean the authenticity and amazing of the scripture, which is a system that people don't understand unless they are in a church where they study it. But the scripture has things that it predicted that came true, has things that are still coming in the future that are going to come true. There's no other writings like it.
Yes.
And the more you get into it, the more deep and more wise it is.
Right, and it becomes so obvious. Yeah. It's so obvious, James, because, like you said, the signs are there; they're quite evident. You see where this is all heading, and as you said, we have a battle between the authentic and the inauthentic. The evil one only knows to still kill and destroy. It only knows to cheat and to put up a false narrative and a lie. He is the father of lies. So what he does, he takes the authentic, he twists it, he bends it, and acts like it's his own. But it does not, and ultimately cannot hold water. But it will deceive those, and God warned us that even the elect might be deceived by the cunning of the evil one. But it's all heading in a direction, as you said. It's all part of the prophetic, about a third yet to be realized. But God has been batting 1,000% so far in two-thirds. And as I say often, what do you think the chances are the next 30 is going to bat 1,000%? So, and
no,
we're all
right.
And we're heading towards this, as what you wrote about, down the path to a one-world religion. So no big surprise here. And when you see, you know, the Pope engaging with other people of faith, that is an absolute contradiction to the true faith, then you scratch your head and you just say, okay, well, no surprise here. We know where this is headed.
In the Catholic Church, there's a number of very brave, outspoken bishops. One of them is Archbishop Vigano, V-I-G-A-N-O, who's been speaking out about what this current pope is doing, and also Cardinal Raymond Burke. And, yes, he is always walking right up to the heretical line. He had threatened with this Amazon summit to use these pagan fertility statues and put them as part of the mass. He recently had a meeting, and this was like his second meeting with a Muslim leader. And it's fine to develop projects together with various faiths, to have interest in common. I think that's all great. But what's been called the interfaith movement or the interfaith dialogue
yes.
embraces the very thing that we were talking about earlier. It embraces the idea of multiple truths. Of, yeah, you know, all religions are true. They're all just different paths to the same place. Well, those of us that take Christianity seriously understand that we were told absolutely specifically that there is only one way.
Right.
Only one way. And one way, the truth.
One way, one truth, and one life. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, so this is it almost reminds me, if you take all of the world's faiths and you put them in a blender and you blend them together, you will have untruth, clearly. Because
yes.
if you mix truth and error, you get error.
Exactly.
And so this is what the interfaith dialogue is all about, mixing them together. And the big problem for the interfaith dialogue is that those that practice Wiccan, witchcraft, those that actually worship Satan, hey, they want to get in on the interfaith too.
Sure they do. Exactly.
And they are. And they do. And I cite one in my article who was in it for 30 years, a big Wiccan figure, leader, who is head of a coven.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is, so it's like the idea, well, you know, we can just mix God and Satan together, you know. And again, it's that multiple truth which leads to a moral anarchy. In other words, where there's no moral standard, and therefore anything goes. So that includes things like what we see happening to the definition of life, family, marriage, you know, building blocks of civilization, centuries old, under attack by people who embrace this interfaith kind of thing. And it becomes ludicrous.
It does.
It no longer
right.
is. And there's a lot of mainline religious denominations. There are places you can go to worship. And instead of really getting true worship, it's just a gathering together of agnostics or a gathering
right.
together really of atheists.
Right.
And, you know, and they all, and what do they talk about? Social justice, and things that the woke culture would consider religious.
Yeah.
So I think so. That's why when you see any interfaith event, your warning light should go up.
Without
and
a doubt.
This is a path. It's a pathway to bring in a syncretic combination that would end up being a one world, quote, religion, close quote. And look, we have these people, they believe in central planning. They believe in planning every aspect of our lives. They believe in planning what we eat, what we drive, our economy, our currency, and they're at the global level. And so, of course, they want to centrally plan religion, too.
Right, exactly. Well, because they know that we've been designed to worship, and we're going to worship something. And if they can get us to worship anybody other than the authentic, one and only God, then it gives them a pathway to live their lives as they darn well please with relative truth, like you were talking about earlier. We've got to leave it right there. James Herson has been with us, a New York Times bestselling author and legal analyst. Thank you, James.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts, too, even threaten your home or business. Don't take on the IRS alone. If you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. The experts at Optima specialize in a powerful IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop the IRS from targeting you. But don't delay.
away. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for your free consultation.
Call 800-498-3622. 800-498-3622. 800-498-3622.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Russian Foreign Ministry did not give specific reasons for the recall of their ambassador to the United States on Wednesday, but stressed that Moscow's relations with the United States are at a difficult state and accused Washington of bringing them to a dead end. Without any evidence, the U.S. intelligence community released a report saying Putin influenced the 2020 election. President Biden said Putin will pay a price and called Vladimir a killer on mainstream media. Severe weather ripped through Texas, Louisiana, and Alabama Wednesday, leaving tens of thousands of residents without power, and a major severe weather outbreak is expected to remain a risk over the next couple of days. The woman whose coughing attack on a San Francisco Uber driver went viral this week was charged Wednesday with multiple felonies for the crime. Arnett Kimier, who refused to wear a mask while inside the vehicle, faces up to 16 years in prison and $3,000 in fines. We are USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bruce Thatcher is founder of History Speaks Today. It's a project dedicated to sharing elemental truths, learn from accomplishments and failures of those in our past to help us avoid making the same mistakes again and again. But as one has said, the problem with history is that we do not learn from history. Bruce Thatcher, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing just fine this morning, and there's a lot of history being ignored these days.
Yeah, kind of amazing. You know, here we are. We want to say that we want to be mindful of history, but that does haunt me when we actually realize that we ignore history, and it just complicates our life. I mean, for you here, to me, you have written probably the best book on immigration that's ever been written. You know, how to avoid its perils and make it work. I mean, the scholarship and research that went into that book, and here you are as the author of said book, and those of us who have read it, you know, it's got to just be frustrating for you as the author, because all these things that you've learned from your scholarship and research, it just seems so academic and kind of ironic and arrogant as a people we are, especially dealing with something like COVID, that we want to somehow give this incredible amount of place and presence to the science. But yet with something at our border right now and this crisis that exists that you've got for the sake of politics, you have an administration that wants to ignore it and say that it either doesn't exist or whatever does exist, it's all the fault of the previous administration.
Yeah, we hadn't heard a whole lot about the border in the last 6 months or so until just recently. And some think there's a crisis at the southern border. Since the first of the year, the number of migrants trying to get into America has surged down there. This includes individuals, caravans, families, unaccompanied children, and probably a lot higher level of smugglers and people we don't, bad people we don't want in as well.
Mm.
The migrant surge, and it's reportedly overwhelmed our facility. I haven't heard that in well over a couple of years.
Exactly.
However, it's not official. Even some may call it a crisis, but the president says there is no crisis, so it's not official. Even Nancy Pelosi disagrees. She says it's a crisis, but it's Trump's fault.
Mm-hmm.
It's just incredible how we just look at all that stuff and try to twist it and spin it for political advantage.
Right.
So we ask, what has changed? Why do we have a surge now? The number of migrants had declined a lot by the end of next year or so. You know, why has it changed? Well, I think it's pretty simple. You don't have to be a history scientist to say, in simplest terms, the message coming out of our country has changed, and the people around the world listen to that message carefully. They really do. Through 2020, the message was America welcomes immigrants who use legal procedures to come to America, but if you try to bypass our legal systems, you won't be allowed to get in or to stay. And that message was reinforced by actions, which is a lesson, enforcement of the law, border wall construction, deportations, and all that sort of thing. But since last November, the message has changed. Our president has pronounced that the policy is to make things better by reversing Trump policies, in this case, concerning migrants and illegal immigrants, and those wanting to come here without going through our immigration system have seen significant signs of that change. He's pushed for amnesty and the path to citizenship for all in America illegally, and that's not just me guessing what he says, that's what he said. And of course he doesn't say anybody's in America illegally. We, in our political correct terminology, are simply to call them undocumented migrants.
Yeah, right, exactly.
He stopped construction of the border wall. He's reversed all bans on migrant travel to America, bans that were put in place because of COVID, for the most part. He's overturned the third country asylum rule and the requirement that asylum seekers must wait outside the United States until their cases are heard. And the list goes on.
Yeah, I mean, this is such an ignorance and ignoring of common sense here, Bruce. I mean, you know, we saw what happened under the Obama-Biden administration, how our national security was compromised. Donald Trump comes in, seals up the border, starts doing some things that made sense to many Americans. This is why, I mean, this is the sum and total of the insanity that America is dealing with right now. I mean, in the face of the obvious, we're back into dangerous theoretical territory, this territory of possibility that has never worked. If anything, it's proven just the opposite. We keep getting more illegal, undocumented migrants into the country that we can't even provide for, Bruce. I mean, you know, we've got people that are being jettisoned into the interior of our country that are contagions. They are COVID carriers. And it's like, you know, this administration is shrugging. It's almost on purpose. Somehow, it's. I guess it's okay. I mean, and here we are getting upset with Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, for, 15,000 deaths in senior homes. And, you know, meanwhile, we've got our president of the United States subjecting 350 million people to COVID so aimlessly and recklessly?
Well, interesting to bring up the COVID thing, because I noticed this morning I was looking at some of the news reports and there was the almost obligatory news picture of children behind chain link fence.
Mm-hmm.
But the difference was from few years back, the difference is now the children are wearing COVID-19 masks. it isn't funny, but the contrast is almost funny.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think, I can't see any way in which any of the downsides for all of this kind of policy are helpful to any Americans. It's not new immigrants, not old immigrants, not people who have been here for years. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
This is bad for America.
What is this going to do? I mean, to the foundation, to the infrastructure that is already compromised anyway, Bruce. I mean, this seems to be so diabolical. I mean, I don't see anything good that comes out of this. What I see happening is an undermining of anything whatsoever that has to do with, you know, good immigration policy. I mean, it's almost like I don't know why they just they don't be honest about it and just say, hey, we're just going to blow the whole thing up. And the way to blow it all up is just to let it implode on itself by overwhelming the system beyond its capacity. And we're there.
Well, it's interesting you bring that suggestion up because, you know, I've given this a little bit of thought. And it's... This cannot be happening. The politicians in Washington, the people in power, simply cannot be blind to reality. They know what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
They're not dumb people. They're smart people. And if they're smart people, they see what's happening, and they're not doing anything about it. They're specifically abetting it, not doing anything about it, and therefore, I have to assume it's what they want.
Right.
I have to assume it's what they want to have happen. And you suggest that maybe what they want the whole thing to implode on itself so that they can start over from scratch, so that they can... We already have the president saying we're going to give 11... He says 11 million. It might be 15 or 20 million.
It's probably closer to 30 million people. I mean, we've been saying 11 million for, what, three decades?
At least, yeah.
So...
And he's saying, we're going to give them a path to citizenship. Well, man, I think that's exactly what they want. That's their whole point, because their calculus says these people will become voters and help to keep us in power.
Yep. We're talking with Bruce Thatcher, founder of History Speaks. And he stays with us right after this.
Hey, James, that order just doubled. We've got to move fast here.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Somebody pick up that phone.
Like at Lucas Gourmet Frozen Pizza Company, to operate at scale, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
The brightest sunrise, waiting on the other side. On the darkest night, don't ever lose hope. Hold on, baby, you just haven't seen it. You just haven't seen it.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Bruce Thatcher continues with us. I guess, Bruce, the aggravating part of all this stuff is the Democrats cannot be up front. They can't. They have such an aversion to the truth. And I'm not talking about like your truth or my truth. I mean the truth. This president. It is amazing. I mean, at a point when you question what stage of dementia he might be in, you can't help but question what stage of reality he's in. Because he says that he didn't invite migrants to the U.S. border. He actually told them, when they fact-checked what he said, he told them to surge at the border.
Yeah.
But, so it's like, wait a minute, Mr. President, come on, let's be honest about this. I mean, like you and I were talking about, we're sitting there wondering what agenda, what is this all about? I mean, what are we to make of the reality of the policies that they're implementing and the clear, ignorance, I say ignorance, just in terms of application of the law?
Well, it's a continuation of what I said earlier, is that what's going on, you have to assume that what's going on is what the power structure wants to have going on, because it benefits them. And the point you made about truth, it's just further exemplifies how it doesn't matter what happens. They can say anything they want, and the news media carry the party line. Most of them do. Or no line, which is the same thing, a huge number of people in this country don't know anything other than what they're told by the major media, and so they don't even know. I think many Americans don't even know what's going on at the border.
I don't think that they can even imagine what's going on, Bruce, in terms of what the trajectory is. Like you said, the signs are there. I mean, what's going on? I mean, you've got coyotes. This is a windfall profit for them. They're getting anywhere from, $1,500 on up to $40,000 per head.
Yeah.
Per head, people coming, wait a minute now, what is all that about? If somebody is willing to pay that kind of money to attack our southern border, to compromise our national security, this is more diabolical than just having some future Democrats come into the country. This is what I think that we're overlooking here, that this is a total, as Barack Obama announced, I mean, it went from a fundamental transformation of our country, whatever that meant, and then you had Schumer talking about, well, you know, they win Georgia, they take over America, and, you know, okay, so this is another brick in the wall here, and now you've got this kind of money being paid out, the cartels heavily involved, even the Mexican government has thrown their hands up and said, hey, look, we surrender, they're not allowing this, and meanwhile, here we are, the supposedly compassionate nation that has opened the gate to all kinds of sex trafficking, mule drug running, and debasement of humanity, and we're welcoming this into a free and brave America. I think we're being sold down the river to even a greater degree, and people who think that somehow, after everything is all said and done, that we're going to end up with some sort of, you know, moderate democracy out of this, I think you got to be smoking something that has you delusional, because I think it's much more diabolical than this.
It may be. There's a lot of money going into that whole process. You mentioned how much money many of the migrants, or some of the migrants at least, are paying coyotes to take them across the border and to guide them through the no man's land down there. They don't earn that money where they come from. They're coming here because they don't earn money like that.
Right.
And no bank is lending it to them, so where's it coming from? It's coming from people or organizations or institutions who want them doing what they're doing.
Exactly. And the mainstream media, where are they in reporting on this? George Stephanopoulos, I mean, he has an interview with the President of the United States that sits there, and it's like, but it just makes you wonder what kind of cabal is working against a freedom-loving, constitutional-loving America.
There are I don't know how many, but there are people in agreement. I won't call it a conspiracy. It may be, but there are people in power and moneyed people who agree that what should happen in this country is what they're now being successful in having happen. They agree that we should have all these people come in here. And the bottom line of all of that kind of thing is, who gains? Somebody gains power, somebody gains money. Those are the two factors that cause these people to come in. It is not Christian charity.
Yes.
I have many good friends who tell me, and quite sincerely, that we have an obligation to be kind and compassionate to people who are seeking help and entry into our country. And on an individual basis, anecdotally, you have a tough time arguing with that when a case is presented and say, look at Joe or Jane or Bill, and look at this horrible thing they're dealing with. But those people are focused on individual situations, and what we're seeing is not people who are focused on the individual concern for the immigrants. We see a system, a mechanism, a cabal almost, who are systematically trying to wreck the immigration control and system of this country.
Exactly.
That's my opinion.
Yeah, we lose compassion when we're ineffective in fulfilling our responsibility to bring people into the country and give them a fair shot at it. Not to mention all the other immigrants who came in legally, came through the front door, they followed the law, they're protected by the law. In this particular case, I mean, you know, those that they want to cite and say, well, what about their stories? Well, these are, as you say, rightfully so, they're individual stories. But when you have 24,000, for example, that have stormed the Texas border alone, I mean, those are a lot of Those are a lot of stories here, and there's so much in there that we don't even understand. And then we're going to release them into the interior of our country. They know that they're not going to come back. They're not going to go to their hearing. They now enter into the world of illegality, and now it's just, you know, local street justice, whatever that means, and the people that suffer worse on that are these local communities they go to, because last time I checked, these immigrants, they don't go into Nancy Pelosi's zip code or Chuck Schumer's zip code. They go into these other, you know, minority areas because that's what they're more familiar with, and they're tormenting the holy what have you out of these local communities. And they're going, hey, thank you very much, man. We appreciate the help here. What are you doing to us?
They're overwhelming the infrastructure of a lot of those communities, too, the social infrastructures, the schools.
Sure.
And in Texas, we're probably more sensitive to the border than a lot of the country because we hear about it and see about it every single day.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe there's a lot of the country that, with the lack of news coverage on it, really don't even understand that anything's going on at the border. But it's real, and it matters a lot for America, because in addition to all of these stresses it puts on the economy and the stresses it puts on social services and education, it also sends another message throughout the world. It weakens American credibility. The world can see that if we won't even secure our own borders or enforce our own border and immigration laws, then the question comes up, what else may we not enforce or push back on? It invites trouble.
Yes. Well, you know, here we are, the supposed Christian nation, you know, the light into a dark world, and we're a bunch of hypocrites, Bruce. I mean, just as you pointed out earlier, and we're being challenged by the national community to say, okay, what do you guys really believe in? I mean, we know you guys are corrupt anyway. I mean, you talk about our third world countries and how corrupt we are. Well, we see the kind of corruption that's been running rampant in your government. I mean, all this is coming to a head, and for a particular reason, and it just really cannot hold mustard. And so, you know, they feel justified in breaking our laws and coming in here, and again, it's all serving, I think, a deeper purpose to undermine, you know, the Christian foundational principles of our country and our U.S. Constitution.
Well, it's certainly not, as you mentioned, my book, Immigration, the subtitle is How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work. Maybe for some people this is making it work, but this is absolutely violating every rule in the book about how to have a successful immigration program, unless, of course, the success you want is total chaos.
Yeah. Well, I think maybe that's the follow-up to the book, is how to have a not-so-successful immigration program, right?
Yeah, how to use immigration for non-immigration purposes.
Right, exactly. That makes it lose-lose and ends up injuring the immigrants more than it was ever, you know, conceived possible, because that's what's happening. I mean, with the kind of things that are going on with sex trafficking and all these, Ocasio-Cortez, who was crying at the border before, I don't see her crying these days. I don't see her lamenting one thing whatsoever with this mass migration that's coming to our border. Bruce Thatcher from History Speaks Today. Thank you, Bruce. Appreciate it.
You bet.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion-dollar industry. Text tech to
800-480-4542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word TECH to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word TECH to 48542. Text TECH to 48542.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation?